We're back to the Neil Harry Show, and I'm excited to welcome the program my co-host, David Hollenbach of Hollenbach Leadership. David, how are you? And thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Neil. I'm doing good.
All right, our guest today is Brad Richard. He's an author. How are you, Brad? And thanks for stopping by.
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here.
All right, so Brad, tell me a little bit about, specifically enough, your journey as an author. How did that start?
Basically, my first book is my autobiography. The name of it is Man at 50, and the title is quite literal. I was codependent pretty much my entire life up to the age of 50 years old, and the book basically goes through and covers the different challenges and things that I had growing up, and it covers some failed marriages and basically kind of an outline of the codependency that I was living and the non-adult role that I was taking in my life. And so at the age of 50, I had a transition, a light bulb moment in my life and stepped into adulthood at the age of 50 and basically turned everything around into a very different direction. Now I'm a podcast host. I have co-authored two additional books. I'm a certified master life coach. I mentor U.S. military veterans and several other things.
Awesome. David's a military guy as well, so you guys will definitely have to connect after. But go ahead, David, the question for him.
Yeah. So now I've been told different definitions of codependency, and I feel like it means different things to different people. Can you define codependency for me in your context?
The nature of my codependency was an outright fear of making any decisions on my own. And I left it to the other adults in my life to do so. Whether it be, I have 9 brothers and sisters. I'm the baby of 10 kids. And so there's a lot of control with my father and my older siblings. And I let them, you know, decide for me what I should do and what I shouldn't do. My first marriage, it ended in an affair. My first wife left me for another woman, and that I took a big hit to my manhood when that happened. But she was a decision maker, you know, in the household, as well as my second marriage of 22 years. She ran everything, and I allowed her to make all the decisions. I was paralyzed and very codependent on everyone in my life. I did not have a relationship with my oldest son from my first marriage, and I had no relationship with my second son from my second marriage. And at 50, I had a reintroduction to little Brad. And I went back in my past to where he was at, and he was scared, petrified. He had been abused physically and mentally and emotionally. And I went back and got him as an adult at 50 years old and brought him forward with me and made a commitment that I would take care of him. I would now be the adult in the room, and I would protect him, and we were going to run forward from that point on together as a team.
Oh, wow.
So that's how I broke the codependency.
Okay.
And I made the changes.
What ideas would you give to people? How do you define if you're codependent? What are the signs?
The inability to, first of all, make your own decisions or question your own decisions. If you're questioning your worthiness, if you're questioning your intelligence, if you're questioning your sexuality, I had a pretty severe addiction to pornography. you know, early on, during those first two marriages. And I was looking, you know, looking for love in all the wrong places, but looking for that void and looking for somebody outside of myself to fulfill me and give me and what my little Brad was needing, that love and that encouragement. So really, I mean, with my life coaching clients, I focus three main areas. I'm a master life coach, but I focus it on forgiveness of the self, self-care of the self and your little person inside, and then transformation. And the forgiveness and the self-care comes before the transformation can occur. So that's, you know, that's where I go with my practice, with my life coaching practice.
Any other questions, Dave, you have for him?
The forgiveness piece, do you walk your clients through like forgiveness of other people that have affected you, your life negatively?
Yes. First of all, it starts with forgiving ourselves in any part that we played, as far as allowing, you know, any abuse or mistreatment to occur, and forgiving ourselves for not really having the tools and knowing what to do and how to break that, you know, break that chain and change that cycle. And then the forgiveness, I take my clients through forgiving the people that have wronged them and that have hurt them. And I do that through a process of complete understanding of the perpetrator, understanding their actions and understanding their reasoning and their lack of knowledge and tools and their actions. Okay. You forgive their actions. You don't condone it, and you don't let them off the hook, but I teach my clients to forgive them as just people, that they were doing the best they could with what they had at the time. And sometimes, you know, for people that are very harmful to others, you know, they don't really, they have nothing they're working with. You know, they're working with a lot of pain and a lot of baggage themselves. And so the forgiveness is forgiving them as a human being and forgiving them for not having what they needed to be a better human being or be a better person.
Well, Brad,
not forgiving them for what they did.
Brad, the ability for you to overcome, to help others and other people that were codependent at one point in time, to build the strength, I think it has to go back to your childhood, as you talked about, and identifying why you feel that way, and then find somebody to be with and to be around you, the people to surround yourself that are not like your family members if your family ruined you in certain aspects, or at least gave you that codependency, so you don't end up making the same mistake over and over again and over again. And that's by, you know, just saying it's not going to happen again, telling the universe it's not going to happen again, and putting it out there for so many ways. Where can people purchase your book and learn more about you? Where can they go?
They can just, excuse me, they can go to my website, bradrichard.net, and the coaching is there, the podcast, and all three books are on the homepage.
All right.
So everything's there.
All right, Brad, we appreciate it, sir. All right, take care.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
All right, you're listening, watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.